Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. Please visit his website, eternityradio.org, where you can send in your prayer requests and support this worldwide Bible teaching radio ministry. Remember, eternityradio.org.
Hi, this is Pastor John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, and we're going through my book, Biblical EQ, which you can find at biblicaleq.com. And this book is about emotional intelligence, how to be a Christian who is emotionally intelligent, whose emotions work well in life, whose emotions are in line with the gospel, with the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ, with the Bible, and with the new lifestyle that God has for you. God doesn't want you in the old lifestyle. He doesn't want you living according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And that's going to mean emotional change. Now, emotional change is hard because we're used to living at a certain frequency that's our frequency. But God wants to take you to a higher level, a better level, a level where your emotions are God's emotions. They're emotions like that of Jesus Christ. They're emotions filled with the Holy Spirit. And today we'll be looking about the beliefs that underlie negative emotions. We'll be looking at the subtle beliefs that underlie negative emotions so you can change those beliefs and bring your emotions under control. And before we do that, let's pray. Father in heaven, we are your saints. We are your children. We know that we are on a pathway of sanctification. We want help with that journey. Now, Lord, bless this radio broadcast so people will be helped, so the word of God will be proclaimed, and so you will receive joy in your people as they go from glory to glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so we're going to be looking at this problem of beliefs that underlie our stinking thinking and our emotions. We have subtle beliefs that sort of sabotage us all the time. We mightn't even be conscious of what we're believing that's getting us wrong, because we can pick up some pretty toxic beliefs from the surrounding culture. And we're taught all sorts of negative things, all sorts of crazy things, and things that just don't work and that are against biblical culture and belief and which get us into trouble. Now, say that you're at work and you find yourself, you're always feeling shy at work, you're always finding yourself restricted at work, and then after a while, you burst out. You spray emotions everywhere and you get upset with everybody. And that is dysfunctional in your workplace. It's dysfunctional as a Christian. You go home and you think, boy, I failed today. I didn't show my Christian side today. I just let my emotions go and it just didn't work for me. Well, why do you keep doing that? What belief do you have in your mind, or what set of beliefs do you have in your mind that triggers you like that? And probably there's a belief there of low self-worth, that you're not worth much, that God doesn't think you're worth much. You're living under the law. You're living under human judgment. You've got something in you says you're being judged all the time by people and by God. You don't have any inner freedom because you're constantly got this critical belief system that's chewing you up all day long. So you're shy in the meeting at work because you think that everybody's mentally criticizing you. And this accumulates and accumulates until one day something happens and you just let it all hang out because you can't take it anymore. You can't take the negativity that you are seeing and believing that is happening around you at work. And so you unload because your spirit is so distressed within you. So there's a whole set of beliefs there that are negative, that are bringing you into a poor emotional state. And one of those beliefs is that you are constantly judged. But God loves you. You have passed out of death into life. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And what the world thinks about you doesn't really matter that much. They can think what they like because God loves you. He has a plan for you. He is going to bless you. He's going to give you eternal life. You will get a resurrection body. No matter what this world thinks, and sometimes this world thinks terrible things of Christians, you will rise. You will rise from the dead. you will be with God forever and ever in heaven, and no condemnation of this world of you for your faith, for the way you look, the way you think, none of that will matter on the day of judgment. Lots of people criticized Jesus. In fact, they crucified Jesus, but their judgment didn't matter. Why? Because Jesus rose from the dead. And so you need to develop a resurrection mindset. Before you go into revenge or before you go into hatred, remember, the Lord resurrects you out of the situation. Just like he took Daniel out of the lion's den, it was like a death and resurrection, except he didn't die, just the lions didn't eat him, but he was put into a terrible situation. God took him out of that terrible situation, and it was like he died and resurrected. We can choose resurrection or revenge on a daily basis. Are you going to trust yourself to a faithful Creator, just as Jesus did? And he went through the horrible situation and came out glorified with a resurrection body. So you need to believe that God is going to give you hope. You've got to believe that the criticisms of people don't matter. You've got to believe that God likes you, loves you, and wants you in heaven with him. And as you change that belief, as you believe that God likes you, loves you, and wants you in heaven with him, you will have confidence. And as you believe that you're the righteousness of God in Christ, you will have confidence. As you believe what the Bible says about you, you will have confidence. And as you develop a confidence about who you are in your inner being, you'll be able to speak up in that meeting because you'll have confidence about who you are and what God's called you to be. And as your belief changes, your life will change and you'll be able to get on with things and do things, and you won't feel the need to explode. You'll just say, well, I have the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ operating in me. I can walk through this. I can come out the other side of this. I am going to be fine because God is with me, and your new beliefs will give you new emotions. And so you have to change some of the beliefs that drive you on a daily basis. So how do we do that? First of all, when you go into a situation and you don't function as well as you want to function, come back out of that situation and say, what emotion drove me at that particular point in time? It might be anger, it might be fear, it might be anxiety, it might be self-doubt, whatever emotion it was. You say, what emotion drove me at that point to make that mistake? What was I feeling at that time? And try and name the feeling. And so you might go into the elevator at work and the boss ignores you, and suddenly you feel very nervous and you think you're about to be fired. When in fact, the boss was just looking at his mobile phone and wasn't particularly aware of even your existence in the elevator. So you get out of that elevator, you've misread the situation, and suddenly you're feeling anxious and your belief system is acting up. Your anxiety belief system is acting up. Your unbelief in the goodness of God is acting up, and suddenly you're full of anxiety. So when you identify this, when you feel that you're uncomfortable, I say, why am I feeling uncomfortable? What is the feelings there? And you'll say, I'm feeling rejected, I'm feeling anxious, I'm feeling all these things that you're feeling at that particular moment. And then you say, is that justified? Are my beliefs about that situation correct? And then you remember that the boss was just looking at his mobile phone, and you say, oh, he was just distracted. That's why he didn't say hello to me. And you can say, praise the Lord. Thank you for helping me to see the truth about the situation, Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to calm down now. So once you identify the emotion, then you identify the beliefs under the emotion. You believe that he was about to reject you, fire you, or didn't like you. And then you can look at that belief and you can say, is that true? Is that realistic? Or am I getting wound up over nothing? And you decide you're getting wound up over nothing, and you then look at your life in the light of the goodness of God, who loves you, who has saved you, has died for you, and who works all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And you trust in the goodness of God rather than your own anxious, neurotic perception of the situation. You need to start seeing things sensibly. Let's have another situation. You've gone out on a date with someone, a wonderful Christian man, a woman. You think this is great, and you text the person, and you don't get a reply to the text. And you think, oh, no, they don't love me, this, that, and the other. And in fact, their battery on their phone has died. They were a little bit careless. They didn't charge it. And the battery on their phone has died. And you're texting them. You're not getting any response whatsoever because the battery on their phone has died. And now you've got yourself worked up into a complete lather. It's the end of the world. You think your relationship's come to an end. You're being ghosted. You're being dumped. Eventually, the date turns up. And you say, what happened? I texted you. Oh, it's my phone. The battery ran out. Sorry about that. You see, you got yourself worked up in a lather. What should have you done? You should have gone to God and said, I'm worked up. I'm dysfunctional. I'm getting crazier and crazier over this issue. And I'm getting into a very negative state. And the Lord will say, just trust me. It's going to work out. He or she still likes you. It's going to be okay. And you decide that you're going to listen to God, you're going to listen to the Holy Spirit. And when your date actually does turn up and things look right, and you have a great evening, you realize, oh, I was so stupid. I got all worked up over that. But you have to identify your feeling. You have to identify the belief that's under that feeling, that the world is an uncertain place where you could be rejected at any moment, any time. And even people who like you could dump you at a moment's notice. You realize that belief is a silly belief, that people actually do like you, that people have liked you throughout your whole life, that this belief is a neurotic belief. It's not a belief that's from God. It's a belief that's from the devil to disrupt your life and turn you into a person who's always getting wound up over stuff that you don't need to get wound up over. So you look at your emotion, you look at your anxious situation, you identify the belief under it, say, oh, well, maybe that belief is not correct. Maybe it's not true. Maybe it's grounded in my doubt of the goodness of God and the kindness of God. You turn to God in prayer. Lord, what's happening now? Have I been dumped? And the Lord said, no, you haven't been dumped. Just something's happened. And then you turn around and you realize the situation is not that bad after all. And you learn to cast yourself upon the Lord. You learn to ask for the goodness of God. And gradually, bit by bit, those foolish beliefs that you've held on to, you challenge them, you find a new belief to replace that belief. And your new belief that replaces that belief is that God is working all things together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. You believe that the world is created by God and is a good place, that God has good plans and purposes for you, and that God's not going to let your world fall apart in a moment, and that you are going to trust God. And even if terrible things do happen, you can keep on trusting God, and God's going to see you out the other side of this. You'll get a resurrection body. You'll be glorified. You'll have hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. And your hope that God puts in your heart, your faith that God puts in your heart, the love that God puts in your heart, will take you through all the circumstances of life. So you need to challenge neurotic and crazy beliefs and replace them with biblical beliefs. And when you challenge those neurotic and unbiblical and crazy thinking that you have, your emotions will be a lot better. Your life will be a lot better. Learn to identify the bad thoughts and replace them with good, sensible, biblical thoughts. And this is John Edmiston signing off with Uplifting Moments. And you can find a lot more about this topic in my book, Biblical EQ, at biblicaleq.com.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. Please visit his website, eternityradio.org, where you can send in your prayer requests and support this worldwide Bible teaching radio ministry. Remember, eternityradio.org.